When you're making an application for an employment visa, you always have to persuade the immigration department through your argument that you possess a special skill, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong, and that in all the circumstances the sponsoring employer is justified in engaging the services of an expatriate rather than the services of a local person. So irrespective of whether you're making an application for the very first time or whether you subsequently make an application to change your employer after original approval, the Immigration Department are always looking to ensure that the approvability test is satisfied. So in this respect, it can be said that getting your first application approved is the most challenging, but purely from the perspective that assuming that after your first visa has been approved and you've spent some time in Hong Kong working under that initial approval, and then an alternate job opportunity comes your way, and that job opportunity requires, of course, the permission of the Immigration Department in advance of taking up the work offered to you in that opportunity, then as long as the work is like for like, then the Immigration Department are principally ready to grant you the benefit of the doubt that you should be granted an approval, assuming that the employer is a suitable and credible sponsor and that there is no material change in your employment conditions, which means your salary is about the same or it's more. So when it comes to managing that process, normally, as I say, the Immigration Department are looking to approve rather than refuse those applications if it's like for like. Unfortunately, the issue that you're facing is really just the misunderstanding of employers as to what process the Immigration Department go through when they are approving an application for a foreign national to take up employment sponsored by them. So your recent experience where in the interview you have been told that, well, if you've got your first visa, then we can sort of, you know, pick it up afterwards, is not entirely accurate in terms of the approach that they're taking to this sort of initiative. They need to understand that actually the process the Immigration Department goes through is fundamentally the same on each type of application. So it really doesn't make any sense when an employer says to you, well, go off and get yourself an employment visa sponsored by somebody else and then subsequently come back to us and we'll pick up the sponsorship. Because immigration really doesn't work like that. Now, there might be a functional appreciation that that's what's going on when the Immigration Department are considering these applications. But when I hear prospective employers talking about perhaps picking up the sponsorship of your visa after the fact, frankly, I think they are engaging in a little bit lazy thinking and they may be unwilling, all things considered, to consider your candidacy. And they may be looking for a way to politely decline you as a prospective employee in their firm. So, no, all things considered, getting an employment visa approved is always the same challenge, whether it's a first-time application or whether it's a subsequent change of employer application, except where there is a subsequent change of employer application. If it's, as I say, a like-for-like employment where the compensation is no less than what was being paid previously and the sponsor is a suitable and credible employer for immigration purposes, then you really shouldn't expect too many problems with the visa process, all things considered. I hope you found that useful.